questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is your host, Musa al-Bahadali, and you are now listening to the program Q&A on Islamic Beliefs. Joining me in the studio today is our dear friend and esteemed guest, Sheikh Nur Muhammad, who is an Islamic researcher at the Seminary of Qom. Dear Sheikh, I welcome you and assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for joining us, dear Sheikh. Today we are going to deal with a very important question and problem and misconception about the, I want to say Shia Islamic faith, but we will notice that this concept is actually present in Islam and not only in the Shia doctrine faith. And the question is as follows. Can tawassul, meaning to benefit from and use someone near to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as an intermediary and means of fulfilling one's request, can it be proved in the verses of the Holy Quran, or is tawassul a bid'ah, a man-made innovation?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. About the tawassul and asking some people or something else that I will expand on this, as an intermediary for asking some assistance, whether we are allowed to do that or not, we have many verses of Noble Quran talking about this issue. And you know that, my dear listeners and my esteemed host, that the main question coming from Ibn Taymiyyah. Maybe he was a first who shed some doubts and question about the concept of tawassul. And not only about this issue, about many other Islamic issues, he has put some doubts about and question about such Islamic teachings. But before Ibn Taymiyyah and even after Ibn Taymiyyah, we do not have such a point, and everything was clear for most of the scholars. Please look at the Majmu'atul Fatawa, which has been written by, Majmu'atul Fatawa actually is the collection of the, Majmu'atul Fatawa is collection of the books
Islamic
of,
rulings, right?
Yeah, not only Islamic rulings, we can say maybe to some extent most of the books of Ibn Taymiyyah, they have been collected and gathered into the, you know, in this Majmu'atul Fatawa. Of course, many other books written by Ibn Taymiyyah. Anyway, about the tawassul in the verses of Noble Quran, I want to say that even Ibn Taymiyyah accepts some part of the tawassul, and it was amazing for me to understand that.
Interesting.
He accepted some part of the tawassul, and he did not deny the tawassul and using some individual or something as a means,
right,
for seeking some assistance. You see, for example, tawassul by Asma'ullah, the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He accept that. Because according to the verse of Noble Quran, وَلِلَّهِ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى فَدْعُوهُ بِهَا. Names for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
The very best of names are to Allah.
Best of the names for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You should seek and you should remember him by his names. Or for example, tawassul in the and seeking assistance in the time of the some of the prophets. For example, قَالُوا يَا أَبَانَ اسْتَغْفِرْ لَنَا ذُنُوبَنَا إِنَّا كُنَّا خَاطِئِينَ. They came to the Prophet Yaqub and they asked him to ask forgiveness. And you know the story of Prophet Joseph.
Right.
They asked for forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by the means of Yaqub. They asked Yaqub to ask forgiveness.
The Prophet.
Ya Prophet, Ya Abana, استغفر لنا ذنوبنا إنا كنا خاطئين. قال سوف أستغفر لكم ربي إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. And he accepted and said, I will do that. I will ask forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala later, for example, in that specific time.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs on IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
We have many other things even about the noble prophet Muhammad. وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ تَعَالَوْ يَسْتَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ لَوَّوْ رُؤُوسَهُمْ. When they have been told to come to the noble prophet and ask him to do istighfar and forgiveness for them on behalf of them,
right,
they turn their faces and they refuse this idea. You see?
Interesting.
And other points with regard to that, for example, فَدْعُ لَنَا رَبَّكْ, talking about Prophet Moses, they ask him, يُخْرِجْ لَنَا مِمَّا تُنْبِتُ الْأَرْضِ. They ask Prophet Moses to ask your Lord to give us more blessing and mercy,
right,
with regards to the
vegetables, and we ask about onions and stuff and so on and so forth in the verse of the Quran.
Yes, yes. Talking about the other prophets and even about the angels. وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ يُسَبِّهُونَ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّهِمْ وَيَسْتَغْفِرُونَ لِمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ. Angels, they glorify the Lord and they remember him and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and praise him, and they ask forgiveness for the people on earth. Okay?
Right.
So sometimes angels, prophets, names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Asma'ullah, and many other things can do some kind of, let's say, assistance for the human being. I want to say that, my dear esteemed host, I want to say, when you look at the, not only this verse, but other verses of Noble Quran, you come to the conclusion. And what is that? It means that sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the most cases, when he want to do something, he do it by some means.
Right.
أَبَاللَّهُ أَنْ يَجْرِ الْأُمُولِ إِلَّا بِالْأَسْبَابِ. Please look at this title. Look at into the hadith called birth. You can find it and search it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not do something except by some means.
Right.
Okay. And what are these means? These means are different. Sometimes he do it by some angels. Sometimes he do it by the, for example, awliya and prophets. I mean the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So about the afterlife of the, for example, after the demise of noble prophets, you see that, alhamdulillah, we know that, thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, noble prophet Muhammad and his pure progeny, and of course other people, they did not perish. It is
right,
granted, very clear. I don't know why these takfiri groups, sometimes they misunderstand these obvious and clear points. The noble prophet did not perish. Why in our prayers we repeat that, even this Wahhabi group, they repeat that, Assalamu alayka ayyuhan nabiyyu wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
In the prayers,
we address the noble prophet and we send peace to him.
Exactly.
What does it mean? If noble prophet has been perished, so why you send your salutation
towards
him?
Yeah, he's dead. Done. End of the story.
So why? Why you say Assalamu alayka?
You're addressing
peace
him directly.
Yeah. Why in the Noble Quran we have Salamun ala Nuhin fil alamin? Peace be upon Noah in, you know, different worlds. And Salamun ala Ibrahim, Salamun ala Musa wa Harun, Salamun ala al Mursaleen.
Right.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent his salutation and salam to prophets and his messengers. So they are alive. They are living,
right,
But not in this material life. They are living in another world, but they are alive.
So this refutes the Sheikh that some of these Muslims or groups, they believe that you can only ask for help from living people. They are living, just not in this world.
Of course, they are living. About the martyrs is very clear because we have the explicit verse of Noble Quran. بَلْ أَهْيَاءٌ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ يُرْدَقُونَ They are alive and they receive sustenance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Yes.
But even you ignore that verse of Noble Quran, other people, they live in another world, not in this material life. Maybe we call it world of barzakh,
yes.
Mediator between this world and the hereafter. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they put them as a intermediary for having and for sending His mercy.
A shafi'a, an intercessor.
Yes. I want to say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put them and assigned them as a intermediary, okay, for sending His mercy and blessing to other people.
Right.
And this is a meaning of the tawassul. Why we do tawassul? Because they are, I can say, which we call it wasite faith. They are intermediary for the mercy and blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
They are means, they are a wasila,
they are
a
means
tool.
And tools. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, first of all, send His mercy toward them. And because of them, we receive some mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I want to emphasize on this point that independently, they have nothing for themselves.
Right. They are nothing without Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Without Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
We do not worship them. We do not pray to them.
This is a key point. I want to say whatever they have, even to be an intermediary, to be a prophet, whatever they have, it's because of Allah. Allah has given them.
By the permission of Allah. Just like Isa al-Masih, Jesus, son of Mary. He could revive dead people. He could cure sick people, all bi-idhnillah, by the permission of Allah, bi-idhni, as the ayah says.
I believe that even our, you know, let's say, brother and sister, if they understand even this one point, I think is enough. Whatever they have is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In huwa abdun an'amna alayh. He is nothing but servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We gave him some blessing. I want to say that all prophets and awliya and friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are abd, servant of Allah, and whatever have they have is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them these heavy responsibility and they enjoy having these kinds of, you know, character and privileges. And we are having, and we have to have some kind of tawassul toward them.
Right. So as a final point, these awliya, these mu'mineen who are close to Allah, we use them as an intermediary. When we pray to Allah, but we may pray through them. We say perhaps by the right of so and so as an intermediary so that He may help us. We do not worship. And that is very important for our listeners.
Of course.
Because that would be shirk, polytheism, and then we would not be Muslims. And with that, we will end today's session because we are out of time. I thank the dear Sheikh for joining us today and for sharing with us his valuable knowledge. I also thank the dear listeners for tuning in. Until next time, fi amanillah.
Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي حسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن الحسن إن في الجنة نارا من لبن إن في الجنة نارا من لبن علي وحسين وحسن.